Hi, my name is Jeff Pagano, and welcome to Harp and Boo, sharing the best opinions from social media on Leinster and Ireland rugby. This is episode 37, which I've titled Simply the Boss. This weekend's opponents for the Boys in Blue are Ulster in the Magners League, with kickoff at the RDS on Saturday at 8 p.m. and live coverage on RTE2. Well, I'm not going to hang about this week. I've got loads of great comments to get through on the open side topic, which was simply Luke Fitzgerald discuss. So let's get cracking. First up, Connor Buckley says, Fitz seems to be trying too hard for the want of a better description. Flashes of brilliance tempered with some howling positioning mistakes. He's been back long enough that by now he should be up to match speed. It's all in the head, I reckon. Thanks, Connor. Kieran Kelly says, it's not been the same since injury return after a season out. He's lost that edge, but he could still get it back. Thank you, Kieran. On Facebook, Adrian Cassidy said, I think it's a confidence issue, the rugby equivalent of Fernando Torres at the minute. I think he should be dropped in the light of big games ahead. McFadden did well on the wing earlier this season, and I think he should get the nod. And to that, Craig Boyd adds, maybe he's more like the Ryan Babel of Leinster. Now that's, what's all this about players who used to be at Liverpool? I mean, if you have to compare Leinster to a soccer team, maybe it should be one that actually made a European quarterfinal this year. Boom! Was that too cruel? Okay, maybe that's enough soccer banter for now. Moving right along. TotalRugby.ie. Now, this comment isn't just from a person. It's from an entire online store. So check this out. It's a catch-22. Clearly a confidence thing. A player of past brilliance that seemed to have the world of rugby in front of him crumbling. Now, do you drop a guy who seemingly has confidence issues and risk worsening his case? Or do you leave him in to the detriment of his teams in blue and green? Sort your head out, Luke. You're awesome. My personal suggestion is read The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Joseph Murphy, which no doubt is available for purchase at TotalRugby.ie. Thanks for that, lads. On Twitter, CrocDog97 says, Luke's an outstanding talent. He needs a big run-in with Leinster or he'll just be a World Cup squad player. Needs one thing to go right and he'll be back. Thanks, Croc. Next, some folks I had the pleasure of meeting at the tweet up last Saturday. There's Rugby Kino, who says, I reckon there's a chance he's been listening a little bit too closely to the media pundits and keyboard warriors and is trying to force what has always come to him naturally. If he gets back to basics, then he'll break his duck and then the YouTube moments will come flooding back for him. Some good points there, Kino, but one extra thing I took from your comment is that I am no longer a blogger. You can refer to me from now and forevermore as a keyboard warrior. Brilliant. Jim Kelly is next. I think he is just 2 inches over the thin line that is natural ability versus training. He knows he can execute the set moves, etc., but needs to forget the head and rely on the heart a little bit more. In fairness, management are giving him every opportunity. However, it's getting close to decision time. Frankel Tonk on Twitter says, he's class. Give him every chance he can to get his form back. Thanks, Frankel. Connett Cowes, I think you can tell where their loyalties lie. Connett Cowes is having a go at the name of this segment, which I call Open Side, and he says, Luke's form over the past few years means his best position is at the open side of a barbecue. Not so much Connett Cowes, more like the Connett Meows. Maybe just for that I'll get on to Joe Smith and he'll pinch a few more players for next season. How about that? No, just messing. Thanks for that. Miho Hengese says, he always had a tendency to overcook a run, I thought. That's why he's more suited to the wing than the centre. Thanks for that. Kieran Linegan on Twitter says, Kieran69 says, I believe he's a top pro having a dip in form. It's time for Fergus to start. Luke will be fine. Thank you. And Stephen Gallagher on Facebook says, Luke's had a really tough and turbulent time of late, a nasty injury, a long layoff, then a period playing at fullback being entertained in the mistaken belief that it's his best position. If he could relax and play his natural game, he'd be grand. However, as I've been saying repeatedly for eons, right now, Fergus for the wing and Luke for the bench. I don't think it's Luke's year, and if we keep selecting him for huge games, it won't be ours either. That's a great one there, Stephen. Thank you. And finally, from Twitter, 4EL Joey, I think it is, simply says, give the guy a break. Luke's a trier. Deserves to be first choice. He's inches from scoring in the last two games. I vote he stays. Well, thanks for that. Great opinions there. Great stuff. Now, moving on, I've got want to thank everyone for joining the Facebook page. I've had 12 new ones this week, 12 new likes. We're up to 228. That's great. Plus all the new Twitter followers. We're up to an even 1,400 followers. That's great stuff. My own prediction for the game, I think the home advantage will tell. And I'm going for Leinster to win by 32 points to 22. Check the blog for the starting lineups later on when they're announced. And it's on harpandrugby.net. And never forget, stay in touch, never pause, always engage. Come on, the Leinster.